Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. You have your Bible with you this morning. In whatever form, shape, or fashion your Bible is in, we're in Ephesians chapter 6. We're in the second of a sermon series on spiritual warfare. And we learned last week that there is a spiritual war going on in an unseen world. There's the forces of good and the spiritual forces of evil that are in a war together. They're in a battle. And we call the forces of evil last week, we gave a name to them. We called them the dark side. And the dark side has a dark ruler. And his name is the devil or Satan or Apollyon or all of those names that the Bible gives to him. And the dark ruler, the Bible says, runs to and fro upon the earth, but he's not omnipresent. And he has great power, but he's not omnipotent. And the dark ruler also, He's smart, he's slick, he's sharp, but he is not omniscient. And so therefore he needs some helpers. And he has millions of them. And so we're looking this morning at the dark helpers that the dark ruler has to help him accomplish what he wants to do. So if you have found Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to start there at verse 10, and I don't want to apologize for this, but I tell you what, we ought to honor God's Word the best way we know how. Let's just stand if you can. If you can't, that's all right, but just do whatever you've got to do to honor God's Word. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's our verse for the morning. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Spiritual warfare. The dark helpers. Who are these dark helpers? Well, verse 12 tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, this spiritual battle that's going on, it's not against one another. It's not against people. Now, sometimes people are used by the dark side to accomplish different kinds of spiritual warfare, but that's not who our focus needs to be on as people. All right? In this spiritual battle, our focus ought to be on the dark ruler and the dark helpers. And that's what we want to talk about. Who are these people? Who are not people? Who are these demonic forces that are working against us in this spiritual, this unseen world of ours that we live in? Well, Satan has a lot of helpers, millions of them. And as a matter of fact, Revelation chapter, I think it's chapter 12, verses 4 and 7 and 9, tell us that when Satan was cast out of heaven, when he wanted to ascend the throne and be worshipped of God, God cast him out of heaven and he drew a third of the angels with him. And so that's several million angels. And he's got these dark helpers, these demonic forces, demons and devils, to help him on the dark side. Are you with me so far? And they're working 24/7. They are at his beckoning call to do what he wants them to do. And so, you know, God has angels. Our Heavenly Father has angels, and they're working and they're doing whatever God tells them to. And Satan has the same type of structure. Well, there's a lot of talk today about demon possession. And as a matter of fact, Mark chapter 4 and verse 24 tells us that Jesus healed hundreds of people from demonic possession, from demon possession. You remember Mary Magdalene, she was possessed by demons, seven of them. You remember the story about the Gadarene demoniac? He was possessed by a legion of demons. And so demon possession is real, and this spiritual activity, this demonic activity from the dark side is real. You got that? And I don't know exactly when it happens, but there is a point in time when, if you live long enough to be a child, there comes a point in time when you know when something is wrong. And you know it's wrong, and you do it anyways. Well, the Bible calls that what? And so at that moment, you're accountable for your sin. And then there's two choices that everyone is going to make in this world that's born and that lives long enough. And that's either to receive Christ as Lord and Savior or reject Christ as Lord and Savior. And how many of you know the dark side doesn't want anybody to go to the heavenly side? The dark side doesn't want anybody to go into the light. They want to keep us in darkness. And so the dark ruler has all these dark helpers to help him. And when someone rejects Jesus Christ, I mean, immediately, their life begins in this downward spiral. And Satan influences them and possesses them and leads them and guides them. And most folks don't even know it. And that spiral continues to go down and down and down until that person winds up in hell. And you know what? That doesn't even make sense, because God created hell for the devil and his angels. He sent Jesus so we wouldn't have to go to hell. And so that's who these demonic helpers are. They are at work in the world today, working for the dark ruler, Satan, and trying to possess as many people. Now, you say, well, Brother Cal, what about a believer? Can a believer be possessed by demons? No! If you're a believer, you're possessed by whom? The Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit lives within you, there's no way the demons and the devil can possess you. But Acts 10:38 tells us that they can oppress us as believers. And I think that's what's going on all around the room this morning. Many of you are under spiritual attack. You're under demonic oppression. As a matter of fact, Acts 10:38 says that Jesus also healed many people from demon oppression. How many of you would like to be delivered from demon oppression this morning? I guarantee you I would, because He's coming against us. And so that's who these demonic helpers are. They're helping the dark ruler take as many people to hell with them. They know where they're going. And they want to take as many people down. They want to wreck your life. They want to ruin your testimony. They want to destroy your life. That's who these dark helpers are. And there's millions of them. So, what are they doing? What is their strategy? We talked last week about the dark ruler's strategy. Let's look at the dark helpers and look at what they're up to. Are you ready? All right, there's a hierarchy. There is a structure, if you will, an organization to the dark side. And he lists them, it's fourfold there in verse 12. You see that word principalities? Evidently, these are the top shelf in Satan's hierarchy. These are the ones on the very top. There's probably not a lot of them, probably a few of them. But these are kind of like demonic archangels, if you will. And they are principalities over this world. Now, look at this with me. The second hierarchy in the second level is against what? Powers. There are powers at work, demonic powers, demonic activity at work in the world. And we see this way over in the Old Testament. The archangel Michael was struggling and battling and fighting against the princes of Persia and later the prince of Greece.
And so in this spiritual world, the dark side has these demonic powers that are influencing world leaders. Did you know that Hitler, Adolf Hitler, was a member of a satanic cult? And I want to tell you, I could go on and on with this morning, but there's a lot of world leadership in the kingdoms of this world that are connected with the occult, with satanic practices. A lot of that going on today. Who's behind that? The dark rulers and the dark helpers. And that's why, you know, have you ever been listening to a world leader in some other kingdom of the world? And they say something that just sounds terrible and awful and isn't right, and you know it. You know who's behind that? Satan is. And so he's got these demonic powers all over the world influencing world leadership. Let me explain it to you like this. Let's go to the rulers of the darkness of this age. The rulers of the darkness of this age. That's the third level. Now, how do I say this lovingly? I'm here to tell you, I'm always going to give you all the truth. Just pray that I give you the truth in the Spirit. Lovingly, okay? I'm still going to give you the truth even if I'm not in the Spirit, but then it gets ugly. You know what I'm saying? You've got not only demonic activity going on amongst the world leaders of the different kingdoms of this world, influencing them, possessing them, but you've got rulers all across the world, and they're attacking all things in the world. Let's just take the entertainment industry for a minute, can we? I want you to think about the television. The television in and of itself is neither good or bad. That's right. But I mean, some of the sitcoms and the soap operas and the junk that we're seeing on television is demonic. Who's behind that? Hello? You look at the media. The media today, the vulgarity and the profanity and the state that the media is in today. Who's behind that? Yeah. Don't get hoodwinked. You think about the pornographic websites that are everywhere. Who's behind that? The dark side and the dark ruler and the dark helpers are involved in attacking the entertainment industry. And the message is clear. You have sex with who you want to have sex with. You get drunk and do drugs, do whatever you want to do. This life is all about you. You please yourself. You go ahead and shack up with Cootie Brown or whoever you want to shack up with. You just go ahead and commit sin after sin after sin, and you just live life and be merry. That's the message, isn't it? In the entertainment industry, that is the message. Please yourself. Go ahead and be happy. Do what you want to do. I've got to rebel against that because I'm here to glorify God. Amen. That's why God created you. You're here to bring honor, praise, and glory to God. And so the entertainment industry is under attack from the demonic world. How many teachers we got in here are principals? God bless you all. I love you guys. But I'm going to tell you, the education industry is under attack. It is. This mess called evolution, it originally began to be taught as a theory. Now it's being taught as fact. And our teachers have very little control over what they get to teach anymore in the public school system. And so, you know what evolution is? That's the dark side's attempt to explain creation outside of a thrice holy God. That we evolved from some primordial soup. From some big bang. I want to tell you, it takes more faith to believe in that kind of garbage than it does to believe in a creator. Now, help me, Jesus. Isaac, my son over here, brought home some social studies work this week. Uh-oh is right. And he was studying, his homework was on Paleolithic man. And Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal man. And I said, now son, what's being taught here is a theory. It's not fact. Because you know how the world began, don't you? And he said, yeah, Dad. And I said, who created the heavens and the earth? And what'd you say? Yeah, God did.
Amen.
Who created, Isaac, the seas and the oceans and the waters and the creeks and the streams and the lakes and the plains? He said, God did. And I said, who created the flowers and the fields and the grass? I wish you could have heard him praying this morning, thanking God for the flowers and the fields and the grass on the way to church. And he said, God did. And I said, who created the animals that you love to watch? And he said, God did. I said, who created Adam and put him here in the very image of God? And he said, God did.
Amen.
Our education system is under attack. And you've got to be sure to pour truth into your kid and your grandkids' lives so that they know the truth. And bless God, I pray for our teachers. I pray for you guys every day. Y'all are under attack. You just stay faithful. God's with you, and Second Mile Church is with you. You just stay with the stuff and be who God created you to be. And then I think about the religious industry is under attack. Where's Larry Vaden? He's so religious he left the building. Where is he? There he is, over here. Okay. Larry sends me quite a bit of stuff every week. But he sent me a picture of this awful-looking creature that was at the courthouse at the capital of Oklahoma or Arkansas? Arkansas. And this statue was the picture of the devil from these Satan worshipers. And there's a statue of the Ten Commandments there at the courthouse lawn. And so they want to put a statue up of... And bless God, there was an outcry against that. But I want to tell you, the religious community is under attack. I hear so much untruth and so much error today from the pulpit, it makes me sick. Brothers and sisters, there are not multiple paths to heaven. There are not multiple ways to have a relationship with God. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And I want to tell you, if you have your Bible, we hadn't looked at a lot. I've just been trying to quote some scripture, but look at this one with me. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1. Just turn right, 3 or 4 pages from Ephesians 6. Or scroll down. First Timothy 4 and verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Let me tell you, anyone or anything that casts doubt on the Word of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is a doctrine of demons. There is demonic activity going on. There are rulers of the darkness of this age, and they're attacking every single facet of society. There's a war going on, brothers and sisters. This is not some little playground we're skipping through. This is a battleground. And then there's one last level of this hierarchy in the dark sides. Here it is, latter part of verse 12. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Who do you think, are y'all old enough to remember Columbine? Who do you think was behind that awful killing? Who do you think was behind the Oklahoma City bombings? Who do you think was behind 9/11? Who do you think was behind the shootings at the school down in Florida? Who do you think was behind the killing out in Las Vegas? 58 people headed to a concert were killed and shot, graveyard dead. Who do you think's behind all that? Who do you think was behind the church shootings down in Sulphur Springs, Texas, and over in South Carolina? Who do you think's behind all that? I'll tell you, spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. We'd better wake up, brothers and sisters. We're under attack. Under attack. But now, can I just meddle for just one second? Sometimes the devil gets too much credit. Yeah, uh-oh's right. Our flesh gets us in trouble. Our rotten, wicked flesh gets us in trouble. You remember the church in Corinth? You've read about it. I mean, it was an awful, secular, worldly church. They had incest going on in the body. Incest. There were folks getting drunk at the Lord's Supper table. And there was folks in the church suing one another like crazy. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he did not say, cast out the demon of incest. He didn't say, cast out the demon of alcohol. He didn't say, cast out the demon of lawsuits. He dealt with the problem of the human heart. And so, having said all of that, don't give Satan credit when credit belongs to me. All right? Ooh, it's getting quiet. That's when God's really dealing with people in a church service. Did you know that? It's not when everybody's up shouting and dancing and saying, it's when God's dealing with our hearts. It's old me. So, that's who these dark helpers are, and that's what they're doing. So, if you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
Y'all don't want to miss next week. Ooh, I'm going to load your wagon with ammunition to whip the devil, to defeat the devil, to have victory over the devil is the way I should say that. And so that's the last thing I want to talk with you for just a few minutes about, but I'm really going to get in depth with that next week. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. How do we have victory over these dark helpers? Well, do you remember last week we talked about, and let me say this, verse 12, we wrestle, that word wrestle means to fight with skill. To fight with skill. It means, you remember we talked about trying to understand who our enemy is and what he does and study him so we can defeat him. Remember that? And we said that we were to claim God's power. That's what that talks about there in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we talked about claiming God's power. And then down there in verse 11, it says that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. We're to claim God's provision. Remember we talked about that? And in the Bible, there's two other admonitions, well, many more than that, but there's two that stood out in my mind. There's some scripture that says, resist the devil. Resist the devil and he'll do what? He will flee from you. But what we forget about is James 4:7 first says, submit yourselves therefore unto God. And then he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You can resist the devil in your own flesh and in your own strength and in your own power all you want to, but you're going to live a defeated life. You've got to first surrender to God. Amen. Submit every area of your heart and your life to Him. Mind, body, soul, and strength, everything to Him. And once you have surrendered to Him, and then you can resist the devil because you've got the power of God on you, you've got the provision of God on you, and then the devil's going to run, tuck tail, and run.
Amen.
Resist the devil. And then there's another one that jumps out at me. It says, flee temptation. You know what a lot of us want to do? We want to get as close to the devil's orchard as we can and not eat the devil's apple. Can I just give you a good Greek word for that? Stupid. Flee temptation. Run from it. Do you remember when Jesus, the Bible says when he began his public ministry, he first spent 40 days fasting and praying in the wilderness. And then, you know what you'd feel like physically after you had fasted and prayed for 40 days? No, you'd be weak, wouldn't you, physically? Well, guess who shows up after that? That's right, the old dark ruler. And he starts tempting Jesus physically, emotionally or mentally, and spiritually. He tempted him with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you know how Jesus responded? I bind you in God's name. No. Satan, be gone from here. No. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written. Thou shalt worship the Lord only at His footstool. I mean, that's how if that's how Jesus had victory, what does that say to us? Yeah. Let me give you, I gave you this last week, but most folks forget what they've heard within the next 7 minutes. Look at Colossians. Turn right in your Bible. Two or three pages. Look at Colossians 2:15. This is so applicable to what we're talking about. Look at verse 14. Colossians 2:14. Having wiped out the handwriting of the requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Surely there's a Baptist amen there. That's weak, y'all. But look at verse 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers. Does that ring a bell? Having disarmed principalities and powers. The Holy Spirit could have gone on to say, and rulers of the darkness of this age and the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. He says, having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. In it, our enemies are defeated. We're dealing with defeated enemies. Christ has won the victory for us. He has defeated the dark side. He has defeated the dark ruler. He's defeated those dark helpers. The victory is ours. Because Christ has won the victory. Glory to His name. And you are not in this struggle all by yourself. You've got Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus within you. You've got the Trinity working on your behalf. You can't lose. This is real simple because I'm a real simple man. I like things laid out real simple. I like the cookies down where everybody can eat. You know how I have found when I'm most effective in having victory over the dark side? It's when I'm close to Jesus. It's when I'm close to Jesus. And when I'm close to Jesus, I've got victory. And when Satan comes knocking at my door, Jesus, would you go answer the door? And then Satan flees. Some of you this morning are sitting right here in your little chair. Aren't they more comfortable than pews? Some of you older folks are thinking, no, now wait a minute. But you're under oppression. You're under attack. From the evil side, from the dark side. You know it. God knows it. And everybody around you probably knows it. And God brought you here to sit you down in His chair to hear this message today that you can have victory over the dark side because Jesus has won the victory for us. And all we've got to do is plug into that power source. And the victory is yours. And some of you today, you just need to exercise your faith and claim victory. And some of you are here, there's few of you here, and you're not ever going to have victory over Him because He's your Father. God wants to be your Father. And you need to be saved today. You're still dealing with the same old sin that's been whipping you for years and years and years and years and years and years. And maybe the reason is you don't have the power that's available. And you need to be saved. Bow your head with me, would you? Let's pray. Whenever you hear the Word of God, whenever you read the Word of God, whenever you sing the Word of God, there's a response that has to be made. And it needs to be a response of obedience. And I know there's a lot of folks here this morning, but I want to tell you what, there's power in standing for Jesus. If you're here this morning and you're not absolutely sure about your salvation, the Bible says salvation is a two-sided coin, repentance and faith. If you'd be willing to turn from your sin today and receive Christ, this wonderful gift of salvation, by faith, under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, repenting of your sin, turning from it, and receiving Christ, surrendering your life to Him, just by calling on His name, He will receive you. You don't have to have a preacher there to do that. But if you'll follow those instructions today, you can be saved right where you sit. You can have victory from here on out over the dark side. Many of you have already done that. You're saved. You're born again. You're following Christ. But you're eking out some type of wilderness experience. You're not experiencing all that God wants you to. And you need to just take a stand for God today. You just need to claim victory. And there's something accountable about coming to an old-fashioned altar. Oh, you shouldn't. Listen, there's something wonderfully cleansing and courageous about coming to an altar and just selling out and surrendering to Christ and taking your stand for Him. Some of you need to do that today. I call that revival. We call it rededication. I call it revival. You need to do that. Father, You know what needs to be done here today. Your Holy Spirit is alive and He's moving all across this sanctuary. People are responding either in obedience or disobedience. And so, God, may the blessings of heaven fall on the obedient today. And may the hounds of heaven continue to pursue those that will walk out of here disobedient today. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's children said amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.